Law enforcement and the FBI are very interested in the continuing rhetoric around the return of our former president to power, as this is a trigger for potential violence by persons who may believe this conspiracy theory. As we saw on January 6th, there are many people who are following this that are just led astray by the conspiracy theories. There are people who are just very supportive of the former president. And then potentially, as we know, there are persons that are prone to violence that may be following the same type of rhetoric.
So what happens when things don't go as planned for these people who are true believers?
As we've seen with January 6th, as these dates pass and the things that they believe in, these conspiracy theories, don't come true, many people fall away from them because they feel they've been lied to. There are others who may take that and feel that they need to act in an effort to cause the belief that they have to come true. So law enforcement is very interested in this. We have seen people going to more of the encrypted apps for communications, which does make it difficult for law enforcement to be on top of some of the communications that are not First Amendment protected and speak about violence. But there's always a work towards working with the community and having sources of information notify law enforcement when there is that potential for violence.
And that's the big question. How do incidents in the past and this conspiratorial rhetoric impact the possibility of new violence?
As the conspiracy theories continue to gain traction in some areas and then lose traction in others, we can only look at the violence that took place at the Capitol and yesterday's testimony from the four police officers, which was clearly very articulate and explained very clearly the amount of violence that was brought forth on law enforcement from the U.S. Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police, and what these officers had to go through. This was definitely not a walk-through tour. This was a violent attempted takeover of the Capitol on a day when an election process was taking place inside that building.
People have said what took place on January 6th at the Capitol was an act of terrorism. How does what happened become an act of terrorism?
That literally is the definition of domestic terrorism, force or violence, and in this case, to influence the policy of a government. This was no quiet day, and they were not loving people that were entering the Capitol. They were violent people trying to overthrow the government. But the conspiracy theories and people who follow them truly believe that this was a non-violent event and they were invited in. And it's the facts that need to come out from officers like that and from other persons going forward in the trials of those who have been arrested. And those people who have been arrested for the most serious crimes need to really be held accountable. And that's one of the reasons I believe we needed a penalty attached to the actual definition of domestic terrorism. And in some cases, it would fit. In others, it wouldn't. But we need to take this seriously. And people need to have their eyes open, stop reading the one location that they go to for their news. Use open-minded, open source, and the videos and the testimony. If you don't believe that, then you really need to look inward.
Tom O'Connor, retired FBI special agent, spent 23 years working on domestic and international extremism. He's now the principal consultant at Fed Squared.